Now, as Lang Banks noted, Scotland is rich in sources of renewable power, and it will soon install the world's largest tidal power array in the far north in the Pentland Firth near the Orkney Islands. The project will ultimately anchor 300 or more turbines on the seabed, creating jobs and helping Scotland reach its renewable energy goals. Callum Davidson is the Director of Energy and Low Carbon at the Highlands and Islands Enterprise, a Scottish government agency, and we called him up at his office in Inverness. Welcome to Living on Earth.
Thanks for having me.
So what's the goal of this project to have tidal energy captured?
Well, Scotland's been a leader in the wave and tidal industry for about 15 years, even a bit more, with some work in universities. And pretty much most of the world's main manufacturers have been here in Scotland testing and developing their device. So we're moving to the next stage, which is to build out the world's first commercial-scale tidal offshore power station. And their focus here is very much on creating a new, clean, no-carbon source of electricity that we can develop both for Scotland, but also help the rest of the world.
So commercial scale is starting. How soon, actually, are you going to be able to generate electricity to sell to the grid from tidal power?
Yeah, well, a lot of the prototype devices have already been doing that at the test center because it has been grid connected and they've been testing and making money, and some machines have been running for 3 or 4 years. What we're planning to do now is just build out, starting in the next few months, actually, putting in 4 1.5-megawatt turbines. And that's the first phase of a 400-megawatt underwater power station that we built out over the next 10 years.
So talk to me about the timetable. You have all the money for this by now, I gather.
Yeah. Last week, the private company, which is Atlantis Resources, they're originally from Singapore, now based in Scotland, they put together a £50 million sterling, which is about $80 million, for this very first phase, which will be built out during 2014 and 2015. And then there's going to be a kind of what we call a fallow year in 2016, where there's going to be a lot of environmental monitoring going on to make sure there's no adverse impact on the environment. By the end of this decade, in 2020, 60 turbines will have been built.
And ultimately, you expect?
Well, 400 megawatts, maybe 500 megawatts. That's half a gigawatt. That's pretty much in the same size as a major thermal power station. And that'll be, 300 turbines.
So what are the environmental risks of commercial-scale tidal power?
Well, of course, for something like this, a brand new technology, there's been a huge amount of work gone into the environmental impacts, and really the financial closure last week was on the back of 3 or 4 years of environmental studies. But of course, nobody's done this before to any great extent in putting a number of turbines there. So the 2016 will be very much focused on monitoring the impact of things like marine mammals, the seabed, diving birds, for example, and on fisheries. But the expectation is because the tidal currents are so strong in that part of Scotland and the waters there can be moving at 4 or 5 metres per second, which is really quite enormous, the seabed actually doesn't have a huge amount going on to it. It's pretty much bare rock. And actually the blades, even though they don't turn very quickly, they're sort of going slowly, sort of whomp, 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 as opposed to, for example, an onshore wind turbine. And some major studies have shown that the effects are pretty minimal and quite acceptable.
Now, how much carbon does this save from going into the atmosphere?
Yeah, the carbon savings are very dramatic. If we're looking at this very first, very modest 6 megawatts, it's going to save 14,000 tons of CO2 per year compared to coal. And then once the big power station is being built, it's going to save 1 million tons of carbon per year.
So at the end of the day, what kind of employment does this project create?
Yeah, well, I mean, Scotland currently has a very ambitious and a very large renewable energy marketplace. We have a significant amount of hydro, lots and lots of onshore wind. And interestingly, in Scotland, there's currently about 11,000 people employed directly in the renewables industry. That's actually more people than employed in the Scotch whisky industry, interestingly. We expect this project to create about 50 direct jobs over the next couple of years, maybe another 70 in the supply chain. And as it builds out over the next decade, we're looking at several hundred jobs being supported by this clean, no-carbon underwater power station.
Imagine this costs a fair amount of money. At what point does this become profitable to do?
Yeah, we're talking about very early stage technology here, and that's not cheap. But the expectation is as the supply chain grows and as we standardize and know how to put these things in the water, the cost of developing tidal power will fall significantly. And the objective is to get it pretty much to the same level that offshore wind is at the moment in the next few years.
Now, one concern that people have about renewable energy is that it doesn't operate all the time. How does this tidal power source fit into that concern?
Well, the great thing about tidal power is it's completely predictable and completely reliable. You get tidal power kicking in at different stages of the day. So you can build that in with a different energy mix, tie that back in with onshore wind, offshore wind, and hydropower. So it's a really good source of regular, clean, no-carbon electricity.
How much of the day does it generate power?
Somewhere like the Pentland Firth is actually generating for pretty much, 20 hours out of the day. You know, it's a 13-hour cycle. There's only about 1 hour of the day when the tide, shall we say, doesn't move. When the tide's moving fastest is in the middle of those cycles, and that's when you get the most power, and tailing off at either end of the tide. So the expectation is that some of these things will be working at maybe 30, 40% efficiency.
How do you feel about this going forward now?
Well, I'm really excited. I mean, there's not many people get the chance to work at the start of a whole new industry. And personally, I actually come from the part of Scotland where this is being built out. So it's kind of very, very, very satisfying to know that the part of the small part of the world where you come from is right at the heart of creating a whole new global industry based around low carbon, no carbon, underwater tidal power.
I suppose you could say you're part of a sea change.
Absolutely, yes.
Callum Davidson is Director of Energy and Low Carbon of the Highlands and Islands Enterprise. That's the Scottish Government Agency. Callum, thanks so much for taking the time today.
And thank you very much for asking me on. Delighted.